Amen. Thank you. Sounds like our yearly theme. Passion for Jesus Christ. For me to live is Christ. Let's take our Bibles and turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17, please. Exodus chapter 17, I'd like for us to read verses 8 to 11. Exodus chapter 17, verses 8 to 11, it reads, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, Choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed." Here in Exodus chapter 17, we are still in Rephidim, where God provided water from a rock. And the Bible teaches us, then came Amalek and fought with Israel. This is the first mention of battle for Israel since crossing the Red Sea. With blessing, they now face opposition. And this is often the way. The place of blessing is often the place of trouble, difficulty. You've heard the term trouble in paradise. Trouble in paradise. When God blesses, the enemy is ready to attack. He can't stop the blessings, but he can interrupt those blessings with opposition. And therefore we read here in verse 8, "Then came Amalek and fought with Israel." Who was Amalek that came to fight against Israel? Well, if we had time, we'd go back to Genesis chapter 36, verse 12, and you will note that the Amalekites were descendants of Esau, Jacob's twin brother. Amalek, the father of the Amalekites, was Esau's grandson. His grandson. And if we were to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 25 this evening, we will see how they attacked Israel. They attacked from behind, the Bible teaches us. And they attacked the helpless. And this passage sums up the fact that when the devil does attack, he is not one that does it honorably. He often attacks from behind, and he often attacks those that are helpless or weak. Amalek is a fitting picture of our enemy, the devil, who's looking for ones to devour through subtlety and by preying on those that are spiritually weak. We need to know our enemy. The Amalekites were from Jacob, Israel's family. They attack from behind. They attack the helpless. How does Moses deal with this first battle on the road to the promised land? Well, verse number 9 tells us that Moses calls for Joshua and instructs Joshua to select a group of qualified men to fight against the Amalekites. So not only is this the first mention of a battle for the Israelites since leaving Egypt, but it's also the first mention of Joshua. The first mention of Joshua. And we note here that he's appointed as a military leader. The New Testament equivalent is Jesus. The name Joshua means Savior. Joshua of the Old Testament and Jesus of the New Testament has come to save, to provide deliverance. For Joshua, saving Israel from the Amalekites. For Jesus Christ, who has come to save you and I from the penalty and power of sin. And just like Moses entrusted Joshua to be at the forefront to deliver God's people from being destroyed by the Amalekites, God the Father entrusted Jesus Christ, God the Son, to deliver you and I from the judgment of sin. So Moses calls for Joshua to select a group of qualified men to fight against the Amalekites. But then the Bible goes on to read in verse number 9 that Moses said, I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses said to him, and he went and fought against the Amalekites, while Moses with Aaron and Hur, his assistants, they went up unto the top of the hill. And the Bible teaches us in verse number 11 that when Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So Moses commissions Joshua to go down with a group of qualified men to fight against the Amalekites. But Moses commits himself to intercede on the behalf of those that are on the front line. So while Joshua fought in the valley with his chosen men, Moses is in the mountaintop with the rod of God in his hand, interceding on their behalf. And we note there in verse number 11 that as long as Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. But when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So as long as Moses kept his hands raised, Israel prevailed. But when he put them down, Amalek prevailed. Now this is a beautiful picture of the twofold sword, or the twofold weapon that is needful in spiritual warfare. We need to have individuals in the trenches, in the valleys, battling the enemy on the front line, like many of our missionaries. But we also need people like you and I up on the mountaintop praying on our knees at the same time. And the Bible teaches us in verse number 11 that as long as Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. But when he let them down, Amalek prevailed. And then we read on verse number 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And then verse number 13 teaches us that Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. It was not only hard work in the heat of the battle, but it was also hard work on that mountaintop for Moses to hold up his hand constantly, because as long as those hands were held up, Israel prevailed. But when they came down, Amalek prevailed. So Moses calls for helpers. He calls for Aaron and Hur. And once he was seated, Moses on a rock, Aaron on the one side, Hur on the other side, held up his hand steady, the Bible teaches us, consistently. And as a result, the Bible teaches us that Israel prevailed over the Amalekites. And this is a wonderful picture for you and I as Bible-believing Christians concerning the importance of interceding, the need for interceding prayer warriors today. Because this was the cutting edge of victory. It was not how many were there battling in the valley. The difference was made on the hilltop. That made all the difference. Because the Bible teaches us very clearly in verse 11, when Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So the importance of praying on the behalf of those in the battle. Israel won their first battle in and through dependence upon God through prayer. Prayer is the determining factor as to whether we win or lose our battles. And beloved, we need to take seriously the importance of you and I interceding on the behalf of those on the front line. Those in the valleys, each of these missionaries battling for the sake of the gospel. You and I need to be up on the mountaintop praying consistently for them. And likewise for one another. You and I need to battle, and we do battle, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But we need to be praying one for another, realizing that prayer will make the difference. It's prayer that will give the victory. There is no mention of the skillfulness or the courage of Joshua and his men. This is their first battle. They're inexperienced. There's no mention of tactics, of strength, of courage. Zilch. But yet we read here that as long as the hands of Moses were held up as a mark of dependence upon God, in the scriptures, hands being held up is a way of symbolizing, picturing prayer. We read in 1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Israel won their first battle with prayer. Prayer is the determining factor. Yes, we need to be in the trenches. We need to be in the valleys. We need to put on the whole armor of God and battle against the world, the flesh, and the devil. But at the end of the day, what will make all the difference? Prayer. You and I praying for one another. Note there in the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. In referring to the armor of God here in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. In verse 11, we are told to put on the whole armor of God to stand against the wiles of the devil. Verse number 12 highlights the spiritual battle at hand. And then from verse 13, we are told to put on each portion of the armor. But note verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. For all saints, beloved, we need the prayers of one another. We need to pray one for another. Therein lies victory. God's people praying. And as we conclude the first half of 2023, and as we begin the second half of 2023, let's not underestimate the importance of you and I praying one for another. Because all of us will face Amalekites. But we need brothers and sisters in Christ that are prepared to be up on the mountaintop praying on our behalf. For as long as Moses held his hands up, Israel prevailed. But when he let down his hands, Amalek prevailed. So this evening, during this praise and thanksgiving service, as we have before us the second half of 2023, and no doubt we will face Amalekites. We will face the enemy. And it's so critically important that you and I put on the whole armor of God. But yet, at the same time, we need to be mindful that we need to support one another. We need to pray one for another. So I'd like to end this little sermonette this evening by stressing the importance of intercessory prayer. Because when we are weak in prayer, the devil gains ground. We need to continually support one another with prayer. Israel won their first battle with prayer. Prayer is the determining factor as to whether we win or lose our battles. And as all of us will face new battles in the second half of the year, let's be mindful of the importance of you and I praying one for another. I think this is why we need to take seriously 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, please. And I'll close with this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. It simply reads, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. We need to continue to pray one for another. As we make known our requests, we need to take seriously the charge to pray without ceasing one for another. Well illustrated there in Exodus chapter 17, as Israel faced their first opponents. A little bit sad. It was those that were related to them. That was their first battle. That's a bit sad. But nevertheless, they had to battle. They had to battle. And God gave them the victory because Moses noted the importance of interceding on the behalf of those in the midst of the battle. It wasn't as if Moses was being cowardly. Moses was far from a coward. He was a very courageous man. He had the wisdom and insight to understand that our dependence needs to be upon God. This is our first battle. We need to depend upon God. So as Moses commissioned Joshua to gather a group of qualified men to go into the valley to battle the Amalekites front on, no doubt Moses gave Joshua the assurance that I'm going to be up in the mountain lifting up holy hands on your behalf. And as he did so, Israel prevailed. So let me encourage you, church family, as we conclude our evening of praise and thanksgiving. What a blessing it is to have the privilege and opportunity to pray and to pray one for another. Prayer makes all the difference. And may God help us to value the importance of praying one for another. Let's close our service in prayer.